Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Lamed Hei, Baba Metzia 35a, pagination is 69, starting from the last of the small lines at the two dots. Hahu Gavro, there was a person, De Afkid Kipi Gabe Chavrei. He entrusted rings to his friend. Amale, after a period of time, he came back and he said, Havli Kipi, give me back my rings. Amale, the guardian, said, Lo yadana hecha usvinhu. I don't know where I put them. So he's not saying that they're lost. He's not saying that they're stolen. He says, I don't know where I put them. In their place, they're probably very safe. But I don't know and I can't give them back to you. Presumably, he wants more time. Asala Kamedir Rav Nachman, he came in front of Rav Nachman for a psak. Amale, Rav Nachman said, Kol lo yodano pishi usahi. Not to know, when you're a guardian, not to know where you put the thing, that's considered negligence. Zil shalim, you have to pay. Lo shilem, the guardian didn't pay in a timely manner. Ozel Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman went, Agve la'apadne mine, and he collected his mansion from him. Rashi says on the word apadne, he calls it a teraklin. We're familiar with the word teraklin from a Mishnah in Avos. A person should prepare himself in the prosdor, in the hallway, which is the analogy to this world, kideshetikones literaklin, in order that he can enter the mansion prepared, meaning entering the world to come, the real destination. This world is just a hallway. So we know the word teraklin, some sort of karka, some sort of real estate, a building that's attached to the ground. So that's what Rav Nachman did. These rings were apparently worth a lot. Apparently they knew how much they were worth. And Rav Nachman took measures to have it repaid, even as the guardian claimed, eventually I'll get it to you, but it's considered negligent and he has to pay up. Lesof, the end of the story was, Ishtakach Kipi. They found the rings. Ve'iyakur, and they had gone up in value. So now at this point, the guardian is very happy with the transaction. He gave his building, the mansion, which is worth a certain amount, but the rings, perhaps with diamonds on them, had gone up in value considerably, and he's quite happy to keep the rings for himself. Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman ruled, Hadri Kipi Limarayhu, return the rings to their original owner, Vahadra Apadna Limara, and return the mansion to its owner, undo the step that I took of collection so that everybody gets what they originally had, and simply give the rings back to the owner. Amar Rava. Rava was there. Hava Yasivna Kameda Rav Nachman. We were learning in front of Rav Nachman. Upirken Hamafkid Hava. And the chapter that we were studying was Hamafkid. Keep in mind that the Mishnayos had already been written in the time of Rava. The Gemara had not been written. But this story occurs as they're learning Perek Hamafkid in the Mishnayos. The Gemara is developing. Va'amri lei, and we said to Rav Nachman, I don't understand your psak. They said to him, Shilem v'lo rotza lishava. There's a Mishnah. If the guardian paid because he didn't want to swear, what happens? The Mishnah unfolds and says, as we did in the last session, the guardian is going to end up owning the item, wherever it may be, And when there's a benefit to owning it, such as payments of kefel double or payments of dalet vehe 4 and 5, the guardian is considered the owner because he paid for it and it's his and he gets the benefit. So we asked Rav Nachman, isn't this a Mishnah, this very case that came in front of us? The guardian ended up paying for the rings. Now the rings should be considered his. If they go up in value, the benefit should go to the guardian. V'lo ahadar li. And Rav Nachman did not respond to me, Rava says. And in retrospect, Rava says, v'shaper ova d'lo ahadar li. And it's good that he didn't respond to me, because the answer is obvious. My tam hosam. What's the reason? Over there, lo atreche levedino. He didn't inconvenience the Bezdin. He came into Bezdin, they gave him a choice, swear. And the obvious option is, or pay up. And the man says, I'll pay up. He took initiative. He didn't trouble the Bezdin to force the din, and therefore he gets the item with its benefit. Ha-ha. But over here, atreche levedino, this person inconvenienced the Bezdin. He refused to pay up after the ruling, and Rav Nachman had to go ahead and collect the building from him, and therefore he doesn't get the benefit of the increase in value of the rings. Now, at first glance, it's simply like a knas. It's a fine, like a taxation, so to speak, on the person. We're taking sanctions that he inconvenienced the Bezdin. There does seem to be another factor playing a role over here, and that is that it's not just the tircha, the inconvenience to the Bezdin. We changed the dynamics in this case. In the Mishnah's case, the guardian did a purchase. It was a sale. He didn't want to swear, so he went ahead and he said, I'll buy it. I'll pay for it. And therefore he gets the benefit. In our story over here of the rings, the payment was forced because it was missing, and it turns out that it's not missing. We have no initiative from the guardian to buy it. We forced him to pay up. It turns out to be a mistake. Now that he found the rings belong to the owner, wherever they may be. And you aren't really dealing with a sale because the Bezdin was the one forcing the deal. In this particular case, the guardian wanted the rings because they had gone up in value. In most cases, the person would like the real estate back, particularly if it's a nachalas avos, a field that was in the family for generations. He would prefer to undo the deal, in fact, to get his item back. And in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Gimel, Se'if Tes, we find indeed such a concept of accommodation. Bezdin shamu karka lebalchov. Bezdin assessed real estate because of a debt. Ula'achaz man, and after time, he siga yado shalove. The lover comes up with the money. Misalkim osami osa karka. We will restore the land. Afilu shoasa biyada balchov kamashanim. Even if it stayed where it did for many years, we would still restore it. We have to know the parameters of this, but the Sema says, "Dichsiv ve'asisa hatov ve'hayashar." You should do what's yashar v'tov, referring to lefnim mishuris hadin, beyond the letter of the law. The Sma says we would not do that by metaltalin, by movable objects, if he finally comes up with the money, but something that's a nachala va'omdos ledoro, something that's in the family for generations, we would still look to accommodate. Perhaps the most notable factor in this Gemara of take-home information is, as it's codified in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph Se'if Zayin, that if a person is asked to give back the item for which he was a guardian, and the Shomer, the guardian, says, Eini yodeya ona hinachti, I don't know where I put it. So it could be it's all good. He buried it in a very secure location, but he can't get it. He doesn't know where it is. Hareze posheya v'chayiv, he's considered negligent, and he would be obligated to pay, because even though the item is intact wherever it may be, but for a guardian not to know where he put it and not to be able to retrieve it and return it at the appropriate time is considered a negligence for which he is obligated. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.